Like to say, I'm moving in stereo. Like to say, except for my shoes. Like to say, you're shaking like tremolo. Like to say, it's all inside.
Welcome to 101.5 UMFM. This is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. So I got a very special guest in the studio with me tonight, my good friend Nico, all the way from Italy.
Hi, everyone.
And we got a fantastic selection of songs to play for you this evening. I'm very excited. We've been record shopping the last few days, so we got some new nuggets to play, some things that I think both of us have discovered. Yeah. So we just heard The Cars with Moving in Stereo. It was announced yesterday. Rick Ocasek passed away at the age of 75.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah,
sad news.
Yeah, he was. He was very, very influential in the music scene. I mean, he produced a lot of albums.
Weezer.
Yeah.
Every album from the Weezer. I mean, like the Blue Album, everyone knows Buddy Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Rick Ocasek. Is it my pronunciation
correctly? Ocasek.
Ocasek,
yep. Yeah. He did all of their albums, too.
Most of the albums.
Yeah.
I don't know if any or every of their albums, but yeah, the most famous ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ones with the best sound.
Yeah, easily.
right on. So, we also went out to see Left Lane Cruiser on Saturday at the Times Change.
Amazing, amazing show.
Yeah, that was...
Wild.
Yeah, I know.
First time for me in Canada, first show.
Yeah, and the house was hopping.
That was quite a ride, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a Left Lane Cruiser we're going to play for you. Right away, yeah. What are we following it up with? Oh, Low Life. The yeah. punk band from Winnipeg, the very first punk 7-inch that came out of Winnipeg.
That's amazing.
So
good start for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's not a bad
for you
start.
Punk rock fans, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's get things kicked off here. This is Left Lane Cruiser with Hillgrass Bluebilly off the All You Can Eat album on 101.5 UMFM, Assorted Hour. We'll be right back.
Dig out your brown and gold and show your U of M spirit by cheering on the Bisons as they take on the UBC Thunderbirds at IG Field at Homecoming 2019, Saturday, September 21st. But first, get in the spirit before the game and join us for family fun with Billy the Bison, mini-U programs, music, games, and more at our pregame tailgate carnival. Have a chance to interact and learn about fascinating FKRM research. You won't want to miss it. UM students get into the game and carnival for free with your student card. First 1,000 people get a rally towel. For more information, go to gobisons.ca.
And we're back. This is A Sorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. With me in the studio is a very special guest, my good friend Nico.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. All right. We just heard that was TV Ghost. The track was called Sleep Composite off of their album Mass Dream. It was put out in 2011. So MySpace was still the thing.
MySpace. Yeah. It's MySpace on the back of the cover.
Yeah. So we knew it was somewhat dated.
Yeah.
Found that at the record store today, and I think what caught my eye was the fact that it was on In the Red Records.
Good label.
Yeah.
Great label.
Yeah. And took a listen to it, but it wasn't what I was expecting. It's kind of like a cross between like 60s garage psych and post-punk.
Yeah, fits right.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, you know, that's once you kind of figure out what a label is putting out, you know, it's a good bet that you know what they're going to sound like for the most part,
Well, let's say that you trust the label.
I mean, yeah,
you trust the label.
Even if you don't know what it's going to sound like, you know it's going to be good.
There because must be something that...
Yeah, yeah. Before that was Low Life. That was not
first
White Lightning.
Day of the night.
that was not White Lightning. Anybody worth their lick of salt in the Winnipeg punk history would probably have guessed that right away. That was Leaders. That was the title track off that EP. That features Richard Duguay on bass, who later went on to play guitar in Personality Crisis.
Yeah. Cult band.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna find some Personality Crisis for you while you're here. We got to.
I hope so.
Left Lane Cruiser started the set off with Hillgrass Blue Billy from their album All You Can Eat. You know, if you guys ever get a chance to see that band and they come through here again, do not miss that show. It was what a night. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Louisiana Cockfight, they were a lot of fun too.
Yeah, and the lead singer was the record store clerk.
Yeah, Andy. we were at the record store that day, and he was behind the counter, and then we go out for the night, and then there he is singing in a band,
having lots of fun.
Yeah. That's Winnipeg for you, though.
Yeah,
such a very small scene.
I love it already.
Yeah. So what we got coming up next? Oh yeah, Blood Loss. So there's another record I found over the weekend, and I pretty much picked it up because it had Mark Arm in it.
Yeah, good find, man. Yeah.
And it's straight. It's like this weird mutant swamp or surf music.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So let's get that going on here in 2 seconds. This is Blood Loss on A Sorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Have you heard the news? The dead walk. You hear that sound? You hear that sound? My fingers scratching underground. You hear that sound? That slamming door. I fought it all my life. I can't fight it anymore. It's touching you.
On the heels of the release of their critically acclaimed third album, Morbid Stuff, Toronto's Pup make their way back to Winnipeg to play the Garrick Center on October 14th with phenomenal openers Charlie Bliss in tow. With a live show that's always been unrelentingly energetic, full of catchy, cathartic punk anthems, Pup's new record takes this dichotomy of fun, emotional wreckage and teeters between gleeful chaos and bleak oblivion, wielding some of the best choruses the band has ever written. Tickets for Pup with special guest Charlie Bliss are on sale now for only $27, available through eventbrite.ca. Be sure to get yours today. Don't miss Pup at the Garrick Center on October 14th, proudly presented by MRG Concerts and UMFM 101.5.
All right, we're back. This is A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. With me in the studio is Nico.
Hey, guys.
Hey. That was No Means No with It's Catching Up off their phenomenal album, Wrong. Amazing,
yeah. One of my favorite bands. I mean,
yeah. You're a big No Means No fan.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's cool because I was a Handsome Brother fan before actually getting to know No Means No.
Yeah.
And when I got into No Means No music, I got completely, you know.
It was too simple. The Handsome Brothers was too simple after that.
Yeah, I mean, No Means No was like getaway.
Kind
of band, as I was.
Yeah.
And you so love that band. I had the chance to see them playing live several times before they They eventually broke up.
So yeah, yeah. You saw them play a few times, eh?
Yeah, 3 or 4 times.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. That's great. They toured a lot, though, actually. They were constantly like in Europe and...
Yeah, Italy, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Germany a lot. Yeah. And, I mean, it's crazy. Like a little unknown band from Victoria just...
Yeah.
How they just, exploded.
I'm sure they influenced several bands, big bands.
Of course.
I think, Red Hot Chili Peppers or something. I can totally see, some...
Why not?
I don't know.
They've got that driving bass it's unmistakable. It's
mixing different genres of music together, like, it's funk, because I hear lots of funk music and jazz music to the...
Yeah, yeah, for
punk
sure.
...punk rock thing of Dumb and Snow.
Yeah.
And, I think... The brothers, the Wright brothers, such amazingly underrated musicians.
Definitely. Before that was R.L. Burnside, Four Women off of the... That's a B-side from his Georgia Women single, which I think came out on Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, yeah. It's a B-side. It's another underrated track. I mean,
I know, like, how does that not go on an album? Like, it's one of my favorite RL songs.
I know.
It's great.
It was amazing, yeah.
And it was put out on Sympathy for the Record Industry.
Which was another cool label.
See, that's another label where it's like, okay, you see Sympathy for the Record Industry, you know you're going to get something good.
R.L. Burnside.
Yeah, there you go. Bloodloss started the set off. That was Love Theme from Bloodloss. It was from a 7-inch. Just picked it up because of Mark Arm, and that's some weird, weird surf music.
Turned out to be amazing.
Oh yeah, I love it. It's one of those gems that you just find.
Right.
That's the beauty about record shopping or record digging is.
Right.
We must have sat in that record store for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, just going to the back and forth to the listening booth and listening to records. And
that's what you got to do, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Not a bad way to spend an afternoon.
Absolutely not.
No, no. Okay, so.
All right. Yeah, you do the honors to introduce the next.
You want nothing to do with this, do you? You're washing your hands from this. So, at the record store, Into the Music, there's a free record bin. So after you buy your records, you can go through this record bin, and we found a Gino Vannelli album. And picked it up purely based on the cover, because how could you not? It's Gino Vannelli.
You listen to see the cover of the album.
Yeah, just so shirtless and hairy chested and
70s.
Yeah. And we listened to the album, and it was mostly horrible.
Well,
except for one song. Except for one song stood out.
It's a hidden gem.
Hidden gem. Yeah. So, I'm a word of warning, though, this is not what I'd usually play.
We're sorry.
I apologize in advance. This is Mama Coco from from Gino Vannelli.
Such anticipation. just a male Caucasian.
Mama Coco,
I'm virgin to your kind.
Mama Coco.
I don't get paranoid.
Okay, I'm right. Sorry about that.
That's the beauty of the vinyl.
No, that was Gino Vannelli with Mama Coco.
You can thank us later, guys.
What album was that? That was off of Storm at Sun Up. That, what an awkward title, though. Like, it doesn't even. It's difficult to say. Storm at Sun Up.
I don't even know what it means. I know.
It's like you know, when the sun comes up, there's a storm.
Yeah, well, so, well.
Oh, you mean right. like philosophical, no, what's the word I'm thinking of? Existentially what it means.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, that means nothing.
That's definitely the existential dramatic pause on the cover of this album.
He's just sitting at the table and there's some lady in the background looking out the window like, what am I doing here?
Yes.
Please get me out of here.
That's a question that, you know, many people has been asking themselves for a couple of minutes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was Gino Vannelli and Mama Coco. We've been having a great time listening to it, though, all weekend.
I love this album.
All right. So, we're going to play James and the Ultrasounds next. This is a band that you actually personally got me into.
Yeah.
So
cool band. Band from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And yeah, James, the guy, I know him because he was working to a record store, and that's how we met.
Okay.
And yeah.
Cool.
Coolest dude ever.
At a record store, nonetheless.
Sorry?
At a record store, nonetheless. Like, you meet all the coolest people in record stores.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
And sometimes you pick up Gino Vannelli, some other times you pick up James and the Ultrasound. But yeah, that's, you know.
And this is, we're going to hear a track from their second album. What's it called? Yeah, I got it right here in my hand. None of the Above. Yeah. So, and you actually hadn't really heard this album until
I played it.
So, I only played the first side because sometimes you want to discover a band on your own terms or an album on your own terms. So, save the second side for when you're
next week when I will have the chance to see him. I'm going in Memphis next week. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna buy the record for sure, yeah.
The Gino Vannelli record?
Gino Vannelli, yes. I mean, you can take this, I guess.
You can have that. I don't want that anymore.
No, that's yours. Uh-oh. Please.
No, I think that was a gift to Virginia, so it's hers to give away.
Yeah. She must be proud of this.
I don't think she'll want to part with that, though.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so we're going to hear it right away, James and the Ultrasounds. I promise we'll get to some good music here.
This is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, this is New Subtraction off of None of the Above on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Killing me by degrees.
Dig out your brown and gold and show your U of M spirit by cheering on the Bisons as they take on the UBC Thunderbirds at IG Field at Homecoming 2019, Saturday, September 21st. But first, get in the spirit before the game and join us for family fun with Billy the Bison, mini-U programs, music, games, and more at our pregame tailgate carnival. Have a chance to interact and learn about fascinating FKRM research. You won't want to miss it. UM students get into the game and carnival for free with your student card. First 1,000 people get a rally towel. For more information, go to gobisons.ca.
Your city is in a state of emergency. The cell towers stopped working and you don't have cell service. You're scared and alone at home and don't know what's going on. This could all be prevented if the FM chip was enabled in your phone. Using the FM chip can give you access to local radio stations and provide you with critical updates during emergencies. Wireless carriers don't always activate this chip. It's time to change this. Learn more at freeradioonmyphone.ca. This message is supported by Next Radio app at this radio station.
All right. Wow. This is crazy. You're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We got Nico in the studio with me, spinning some records that that we bought over the weekend and some other stuff that we enjoy.
I'm happy. I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah. That was Teenage Head with Let's Shake from Frantic City. That was from a 45 you found there, right?
Today. Yes.
Yeah.
I love the Teenage Head.
Yeah.
And before the Teenage Head, we played the Proton Packs. The Proton Packs are a band from Siena, Italy. And the cool thing is that the guest on the main voice was Jimmy Vapid from the Vapids.
I think they're from Vancouver?
I don't know where they're from, but the Vapids did a whole Teenage Head cover album.
Hey, look at that. Yeah, Full circle.
So, yeah.
So is Jimmy Vapid like a part of the Proton Packs or was he just like a guest?
Just for that song.
So he was a guest vocalist for that song.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. That's a way to fit everything together there.
Right.
Before that was McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline with One Way Ticket off their first album, Stink. Well, they only did two albums, but I was excited because I saw that at the record store and I knew that you would love that. So
I did.
And it's a great, great piece of Canadian blues.
Right. Thank you for that tip, man.
Yeah. And James and the Ultrasounds started it all off with New Subtraction from None of the Above. So we're going to end things off here with Jody Reynolds, a track called Endless Sleep.
Another cool rockabilly cat from the 50s, late 50s. And
yeah,
we left you with a smile, I guess, the song.
And this was another single that 45 you found the music. I could probably spend hours there going through their 45s. There's like drawers of them. They have like, you think you're done and then there's more drawers underneath. And
we should definitely go back
someday. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Everybody should.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Again, I apologize about Gino Vannelli, but that's what you get.
He's not that bad.
Mama Coco. Okay. All right. Here we go. This is Jody Reynolds with Endless Sleep on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
All right. Good night.
She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took it, babe, from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea.
That's why my baby has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your baby from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep, come join me baby in my endless sleep. Ran in the water, heart full of fear, there in the breakers I saw her near. Reached for my darling, held her to me, stole her away from the angry sea. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, you took your baby from me away. My heart cried out, she's mine to keep. I saved my baby from an endless sleep, endless sleep.